2 days in a row with the weasel. Just did 45 minutes with her. Now off to try and get at least 6-7 miles since it's day one of the great race across Tennessee. Planning on doing the rat and the bat back across Tennessee, so I gotta do 10 plus miles a day. 7 miles will start the race off the right way. I live in a fairly nice area on the Westchester, Bakersfield, older part of town. And, you know, we have the homeless on the main streets, but generally not in this area. Of course, unfortunately here, we had this house burned down. Another story. But we just walked by a really nice house, and we saw that the woman who lived there was shooing somebody away. Dude was sleeping on the side of her house behind the trash cans, and he even had his phone plugged into an outlet they had on the side of the house. So that means he's probably been there often. Just amazing, especially like thinking, hey, once the sun comes up, you should maybe at least leave. So yeah, this is the house where you just walked by a little bit ago, and we saw the lady kind of parked the wrong direction. Thought she was just bringing her toters, but yeah, he was, oh, there's Lolly barking. So yeah, he was just sleeping in this little alcove. There's the outlet. Just amazing. Today's walk talk was talking about your training and how you need to work both ends and not concentrate on the middle. The middle is kind of your race pace, and unfortunately, most people when they're training are always kind of running that half marathon pace, so they're in the gray zone, and I actually like to call it the purple zone. Most of the time you should be in the blue zone, conditioning, building up your endurance. So I always tell people you have plenty of speed, you just don't have the strength to maintain the speed you possess. And then of course the red zone, once or twice a week, where you push it to expand your VO2 max and your efficiency. So you don't want to be in the gray zone or the purple zone. And like when I first started coaching, I found that so many people were kind of running half marathon pace all the time. Just too hard, but not hard enough to get improvements. And so if you're always stuck in that gray zone or the purple zone, you won't improve. You know, if you look at the elite runners, they spend, you know, most of their time, 80% of their time in the blue zone conditioning, and then jump into the red zone just once or twice a week. The Podium article has a great analogy. It's basically you're building an arch over something, and the pillars on both sides that you connect your arch, aka bridge, whatever height they are when you start working is the heights you can reach. And so the two pillars are conditioning and your speed work. And the taller you can build those pillars, the better your arch will be, the higher your arch will be. And that'll mean you'll be able to race at a much faster pace than you had in the past. As I said before, everyone has plenty of speed if they need it. You know, you can chase down a bus, but then you're not going to be able to go much further. And so you've got to build that endurance, and you can't train going hard all the time. You'll risk burnout at the worst, at the least, or injury probably if you go too hard too often. And that's what I find most people is they go too hard too often. So you need to dial it down and build that base. And you know, if you look at great endurance athletes in their programs, they're always doing, you know, a couple months of just base work where they're not running any miles in anger. They're just putting in the miles. And in fact, that's what I'm kind of using this great race across Tennessee. 4 months of just great base work. Because I'm trying to do 10 miles a day, I'm just gonna be too tired and not have the time to put in anything harder, or I won't be able to go out the next day. But if you look at great training schedules, you're supposed to do that. You're supposed to do a couple months of just base miles, build up your endurance. Lindry system shows that. All the great coaches show it. Problem is, today's world, people are racing year-round, and also people, you know, won't hire you as a coach if you say, okay, for the next 3 or 4 months, I just want you to go out and do a lot of easy running. You know, they want shiny shit. They want, you know, cool, fast, fun stuff. You can't sell, just go build base. Build your base, work on some speed work a few times a week. And one of the things you can do when you're building the base is do some stride outs, you know, just short, fast, you know, 10, 20 seconds. If you can do some of them up a short hill, that works out, because you do want to get some leg turnover and just stress your system a little bit. and a little goes a long way. So often when I finish up my workouts, I'll do every few minutes, I'll do a, you know, push the pace for 10, 20 seconds, count 30 steps on one foot, and that'll work. So eventually you get your pillars as high as they can be, or that you have time to, and then you start building the arch across. And then you're definitely, as you get closer to your race, and all the great coaches like Renato Canova says this, that as you get closer to your race, you should really put time in at your goal pace. And that's what he has his athletes do. They often do their long runs and their short runs at the pace they're hoping to do their race at. And so you see some of these people doing this crazy, 12 times 400, the week before a marathon or 100-mile race. And it's just completely the Bass-Ackwards approach. Yeah, as you get closer to the race, you want to run paces that are close to race pace. So that's the point of this is, build up your support system first and then work on the arch, and the arch is improving your race performance. So, as always, stay healthy, be boring, and please subscribe.